listening to
John and
Scott. You're listening to
John and Scott, AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
That's right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the heavy metal episode.
And that was me on bass, John.
Yeah.
When I was in the band Pulp Fuction.
Actually, this song is called Snob by I don't know who. But it is pod safe music, which Punky always talks about. And this is episode 42, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John!
And we'd like to thank those who joined us in our first two parts, Skype casting, testing out our Skype connection. That'd be Erica and Professor Tom from Kinky Sex Radio.
Our Skype capabilities. And between part 2 and part 3, we got another phone call from Lori.
Lori, yeah!
Lori, keeping it real, keeping it live on our forum with Errol Wolf.
And we found out she is 4.
She is 4.
Or poor. Sorry. Poor.
Because she had a 56K connection. And the first time she called, we could barely hear her, John. She sounded like the computer from War Games.
Right.
Would you like to play chess? But then the second call was a little bit better.
Yeah.
So we'll try to hook her up next podcast.
Yeah, she had to run, feed her cats. And we're going to try and hook her up on next Sunday. When I have the proper cabling for a noise-free Skype cast.
Yes, the proper cabling.
Proper cabling, because I like to lay cable, Scott.
I like to lay pipe, John.
That's out of sight, Scotters. That is out of sight.
Well, John, turning to science news.
Ooh, science news.
I only have two stories this week. The first one, penis enlargement surgery doesn't measure up. According to a survey of 420 men, average length increase.
Isn't this a Phil McCracken news story?
No, this is a science news story.
All right.
Average length increase, half an inch. Patients.
From what?
From whatever. So let's say there were 5 inches, they became 5.5 inches. But that's after having their gonads split open and skin stretched and then having, what, 6 to 8 weeks of recovery
with
stitches?
Oh, my God.
Is it worth a half an inch, John? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Percentage of patients dissatisfied with results, John, 70%. Researchers' conclusions. 1, don't believe the spam, John. And you and I get a lot of spam on penis enlargement. 2, don't try the surgery yourself. 3, get help for the organ at the root of the problem.
Ah.
And that would be your brain, John.
What?
It's not size. It's not the size of the pencil, John. It's how you write your name, okay?
Right.
That's what I like to tell all my microphallus friends.
Right. Scrape the sides in and out.
Because I have a pencil the size of a baseball bat. You know what I'm saying, John?
Whatever. The one that's been in your sphincter. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
The big baseball bat cock up your ass.
That's right.
I'd like to talk about my big cock, the one that's in my anus.
And the other science story, John.
Why do I sound like Sean Connery?
Well, actually, it's not a science story. But it is a story about goat's ass. It's one of our favorite topics. And what is the definition of goat's ass, John?
It's when you've had a little too much fecal matter still back there where it chafes with the sweat after a while.
And it gets really itchy?
Yeah, itchy, yeah. Maybe burny. And you gotta wipe it out or spray it down.
Hose it out.
Hose it out, yeah, that always works.
Pressure wash.
That's why, you know, I thought bidets were supposed to be just as useful for men. And I was talking to this French guy, and I said, yeah, those things are great, you know. Because if you got a little dingleberry or some goat's ass, you can just fire it right up there. And he told me, hey, you only use this for women. The only time you use it for a man is for the feet.
For the feet?
The feet after you play soccer.
Then you wash your feet off in the bidet?
Feet. You don't put your ice in
your
the bidet.
Ice?
Did I ever tell you the joke from this French guy I know?
Your ice?
Yeah, he says. I told you the joke.
Yeah, I think you have. Because I couldn't get it. I was like, your ice.
Your eyes?
Your eyes? What? Yeah, you told me that stupid-ass joke from those pussies, the French, who crumbled in World War II. I think the French, you know, they say the Greeks are the ones who started the fags. I think it was the French.
Oh my God. No, they smelled too much, man.
Yeah, all right, then. All right, so this
Come
story
on.
Is about...
We knock the French, but we love them.
Of course we do. We love them. In many ways.
Yeah, we love their fries and their ketchup.
Yes.
And their dressing. Love all that shit.
So back to goat's ass, John.
Yeah, let's please.
Before I get into the goat's ass story, I have my own personal goat's ass story.
Oh, a PSA.
It's not a PSA. Oh. That's a public service announcement, okay?
Oh, sorry. Well, I thought it was a personal service announcement.
Personal story announcement about my goat's ass.
A PSG.
John.
A personal goat's ass experience.
I did go on a sort of a breakfast regime where I was eating just post-Raisin Bran.
Oh,
one bowl of post-Raisin Bran every morning. And, yes, soon thereafter, I found that my bowel movements were more frequent. And
explosive, I bet.
No, not explosive. But they just kind of fell out of me, you know? I didn't have to push or anything. They just kind of fell.
Oh.
But I could not go a day without getting goat's ass. There's just no amount of wiping I could have done to clean up without some sort of pressure wash or something.
25,000 PSI?
Right. So I had to make a decision. Do I want to possibly end up like Elvis Presley and die while trying to press something out? Or do I want to walk around for eternity with goat's ass? And here's what I decided, John. I'm going to take my chances with ending up like Elvis Presley.
And it's that greasy slime running out of your crack.
So now I got to push them out hard.
Oh.
And I, the other thing, when I had the goat's ass, didn't clog one toilet. Not one.
What's going on?
Back to my no post Raisin Bran.
You're clogging.
Yeah, I'm clogging.
Oh.
It's at least 50% of the time I'm clogging.
Oh.
It's an exercise to get it out. But I don't have the goat's ass. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't even have to wipe. That's how.
Oh, yeah. Good old steak shit.
Do you have a roommate?
Right. All right. So getting on to my goat's ass story.
Who's looking out for you?
A man allegedly killed his roommate over toilet paper, John.
What?
And this was in Florida. Surprise, surprise.
You fucking dick.
Florida prosecutors say victim beaten so badly he had to be ID'd by fingerprints, John.
Oh.
A man accused of fatally beating his roommate with a sledgehammer and a claw hammer because there was no toilet paper in the home has been arrested.
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Now, why else would you get so upset about no toilet paper unless you had the worst case of goat's ass on the planet?
Right.
Do you suck dicks?
So this guy, Franklin Paul Crow, 56, was charged with homicide. In the death of Kenneth Matthews.
Homicide.
Crow told investigators that the men were fighting about toilet paper over the weekend when Matthews pulled out a rifle. Crow said he began beating Matthews with the sledgehammer and claw hammer, according to the affidavit.
God damn.
Crow is being held in the Marion County Jail without bond, John, so that's good to know. But why else would you be upset if there weren't any toilet paper unless you had goat's ass, John?
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this guy must have like a post-Raisin Bran diet. Either that or he's on that fat pill where it doesn't absorb
right.
the fat, so it just comes out your sphincter.
Yeah, it's grease.
You get all greasy.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't have toilet paper, and he got bent out of shape, and he killed him.
Right. Right. He had some goat's ass.
What's your name, scumbag?
So goat's ass ends in tragedy this wow. week, John. Hopefully in the future we'll be able to report positive goat's ass stories.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fucking dildos.
Well, John, did you hear this in the news? I know you've been gone. You've been to Arizona.
I'm being honest, asshole.
But you're back now. Afghan,
my wife went to see you. I wish I knew how to quit you.
And we still haven't gotten her review.
That's right.
Maybe she can call us on Skype. Afghan cartoon.
That's pretty funny.
It's an inside joke.
Impossible, sir.
Afghan cartoon protesters threatened to join Al-Qaeda, John. Did you hear this? Hundreds of Afghan students shouted support for Monday for Osama bin Laden and threatened to join Al-Qaeda during a protest against cartoons
that man.
Of the Prophet Brownie Muhammad. Him. So cartoons of a fairy tale, John. They're going to join Al-Qaeda. In an attempt to cool the controversy after a weekend of rioting in countries including Nigeria, where 28 people were killed, John, over a fucking cartoon. In Libya,
stutter?
Where 11 people died, Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict chimed in and said the world's religions and their symbols.
No, you got to do it in the German accent.
Pope, he said,
the benefit,
the world's religious and their symbols.
No, no, that's the old Pope, you idiot.
I'll do whatever Pope I want.
He's German.
Pakistan's main Islamist alliance vowed to broaden its campaign with more protests targeted at the U.S. Hold it. Wait a minute. What the hell did we have to do with it? We weren't the
right.
people
we
who
yeah.
drew the stupid cartoons. We're yeah. just laughing at them.
We're not Hanna-Barbera.
Right. So why fucking are they targeting the U.S.?
What's your fucking point?
It's the abuse of the Prophet of Islam. Again, we will become Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
That's what the students shouted.
And wait a minute. They go to school. They read. You would think they'd have half a brain.
Students, yes. Half a brain, at least. But no. They're going to join Al-Qaeda because of a cartoon about
great
a fairy
idea.
Tale.
Yeah, why don't you show everybody how even more stupider you are?
How would they do that, John?
Right, that'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
I think it would be.
They get upset about a cartoon. Yeah.
Can you be more stupid than that?
No, I don't
Getting
think so.
Getting upset about a cartoon?
I don't think so.
In a speech to the new Moroccan ambassador
Although,
to the Vatican.
You remember Dogma was boycott because of Buddy Christ.
Buddy Christ, yes.
Buddy Christ.
Okay, yeah. In his speech to the new Moroccan ambassador to the Vatican, the Pope said, in order to promote peace and understanding between people and mankind, it is both vital
he's not Bela Lugosi
that religions,
oh, that's a funny John, and their symbols are respected, and that believers are not of the object of provocations.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that would wound their religious feelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Boris Karloff is
however,
the new Pope Benedict.
Intolerance and violence can never be justified.
Why don't you talk like this when you're talking
to any
about
offense,
the Pope?
Because it is a response that is incompatible with the sacred principles of religion.
It's not a Polish Dracula Pope. He's German. It's my Pope.
All
man,
right,
okay?
Right.
When you have a Pope story, you can read your Pope voice.
Hey, pull your Pope any way you want, okay?
Get this, John. 56 people have been killed so far, with 280 injured.
Wow.
Half of them in northern Nigeria. About a cartoon, John. Again, about a cartoon.
I know. It's crazy. What is their problems? What are they so upset about?
I guess in Islam, you cannot draw a caricature of the Allah, right? Or they say Allah, but they extend that to Muhammad.
I know.
So they only say it about Allah. They don't say it about Muhammad. But these guys interpret it to include Muhammad as well.
What is Muhammad? Is he like the Moses?
He's like the Jesus of Islam.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to boycott our show now. Thanks a lot, Scott.
I think we're going to be responsible for any deaths.
Podcast Alley. And now our show. Because Al-Qaeda is going to do something.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda. Oh, if you want.
If you want, Skype us next Sunday.
Next Sunday. But if you want.
Have you heard of wiretapping? The W? Wiretapping?
Yes, I've heard of that. No, they won't be able to. It's 128-bit, man.
Out of sight. You know, I was arguing, I forget with who, about the Ten Commandments and, you know, how they are integrated into law. And I started thinking about that, and I can only think of a couple of them, you know, like thou shalt not murder.
Right.
Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, that's two.
Shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
What is that, like, what do they call that? Prejudice? No.
No.
Perjury. They call that perjury?
Perjury or, you know, slander or libel.
Okay, that's three.
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
Why not?
I don't know what that means.
That means you can't lust for your neighbor's house or her hot wife.
Oh, okay.
Is what that means.
But the ones I didn't understand.
That's not against the law, though.
Well, I was wondering if I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. This commandment is to believe in the existence of God. The first commandment. The second, actually the 10 statements, but of the commandments. Two, you shall have no other gods besides me. Do not make a sculpted image or any likeness of what is in the heavens above. Now, don't you see everywhere they got a crucifix with Jesus hanging from it?
Right. And nobody gets bent out of shape about that.
I don't know why not.
Or when The Simpsons, God is on The Simpsons a lot. And they draw him and he has a voice. Nobody gets bent out of shape about that.
Well, how about this one, God damn it? You shall not swear falsely by the name of the Lord. This commandment is to never take the name of God in vain.
What number is that?
Number three.
Okay, here's the problem.
Top 10 commandments we're doing here on AKZ Total Talk Nonsense Heavy Metal Episode.
Here's what I have about the top three. And here's the problem that I have with this whole religion is right here. It's summarized in the top three commandments. And let me tell you why, John, okay? Because the God, if I were to believe in God, God wouldn't be so goddamn insecure as to make the top three commandments about himself.
Right, right. An all-powerful God.
Number one commandment, believe in me. Number two, don't believe in anybody else. And number three, don't make any images of me so you can make fun of me. Because I'm an insecure, omnipresent, benevolent being. Yeah, that really makes sense. If you're God, is that the first thing you think of, John? No, that's not the first thing I think of when I'm writing commandments. I tell you that.
Yeah. You make fun of me, I'll strike you down. Well, we haven't been smote.
You wouldn't even put that in a commandment.
Nobody have smote us.
Because you'd want people to make fun of you so you could just take them out.
Make an example of them.
Right, make an example.
Right.
You
watch me fry this asshole.
It'd be like an unwritten law. You wouldn't have. It's like when Don Corleone says, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Right.
You know. You're God, for Christ's sakes. You don't need to put the first three commandments in there. And you're insecure, and that's not the kind of God that I'm going to believe in, John.
Well, number four, Scott, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Okay, so the top four are about God. So let me create a date so that you can think about me some more, because I'm so goddamn insecure.
Your father and your mother.
Okay, I can see that. Sure.
The obligation to honor one's parents is an obligation that one owes to God and fulfills his obligation through one's actions towards one's parents. This commandment is an interesting development when compared to other laws of the ancient East. For instance, the code of Hammurabi.
Was this in the tablet that Moses brought down, all this detail? I've never heard this part of it.
Well, it's paraphrased, you know, and then there's small print, very small.
Very small
chisel. Because they just had the hammer and the chisel. His commandment.
No, you're stupid. Didn't you see the Ten Commandments with Charles Nestor?
Oh, right. And it was a lightning bolt.
Yeah, it was God who wrote the Ten Commandments, not some dumbass with a chisel.
It was the first laser printer, Scott.
That's right. In stone.
I think it was HP. Anyway.
Epson spelled backwards is God. Where were you? You were on number five.
I was on number five. Compared to other laws of the ancient East that do not call for equal respect of the father and the mother, Jewish sages note that the fifth commandment on the border between commandments on relationship with God and those between humankind is to honor your father and your mother. And draw lessons from that a person should respect parents and by implication elders. Only somewhat less than one would God himself, and that parents should be moral guidance to a person as God is to society.
Right. Now, if God had started number one commandment with number five, I'm on board, John.
Right.
Because the implication then is respect your parents and then their parents and then their parents. And then who do you end up respecting?
God.
John.
Right.
God.
Right.
Now, that's smart. That's economical, and it's smart. But no, this God had to put four commandments about himself in for whatever reason. And that's why I just can't buy into it, John.
Yeah. So there's really only four or five commandments, four actually, that
What's
actually
number six?
Have something to do with morality.
What's number six?
Number six is you shall not murder.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Which is moral.
But wait a minute.
Issue.
It's really not, because you can break it down. If I'm at home.
Yeah.
And some man breaks into my home.
Yeah.
Wants to do bodily harm to me or my family.
Right.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
Is that murder?
No.
It's not.
No.
What is murder? Define
it's
murder.
Self-defense, man.
Yes, it's self-defense in my case, but let's say in the perspective of this man's fiancé.
Okay, you're killing as if a predatory animal, a predator.
It's all about perspective.
You're attacking.
The man who broke into my house has a fiancé.
You're counterattacking.
She looks at me as a murderer. I murdered her fiancé.
Well, yeah. Okay, if you want to break it, yeah, you could break it down to that. But at some point, humankind has to agree on what is moral.
And it's not, we can say right off the bat, it's not a good thing to kill somebody.
No.
I mean, if you have to, you just have to. But
right.
Try to avoid it. Okay, number seven.
Well, they actually do say another case is killing in self-defense. Many Protestant and most Catholic Christians hold that the verse forbids abortion. Judaism does not dogmatically regard abortion as murder, although Orthodox Judaism prohibits abortion in most circumstances based on several other prohibitions. I don't know how I segued into that. I was just reading the text here. I don't mean to bring anybody down. Number seven, you shall not have sexual relations with another man's wife.
Okay, so this is a really important commandment for somebody like...
be committing adultery.
Right, but it's only...
It's not moral.
It's only addressed at men, though.
Right.
Not women. Women can do whatever they want?
Yeah, I guess so. You shall not have sexual relation with another man's wife. So a wife can have sex with another wife.
Or a wife can have sex with another man.
Right.
A wife's man. Another wife's man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Very nice.
So women can do whatever they want with number seven.
Yeah. Number eight, you shall not kidnap. which is thou shalt not steal. Theft of property is forbidden elsewhere. Theft of property is not a capital offense. Oh, wait, this is a Jewish interpretation of those laws. So you could steal all you want, just as long as it's not someone else.
Okay.
A person.
So you could steal whatever you want as long as it's not a person.
Yeah.
All right, so I can steal unfertilized human embryos. What is our definition of person? I mean, they really didn't think about this, did they, before they wrote it down? They just wrote stuff down without even thinking about it.
They didn't think about the carpooling either when you're pregnant.
That's right.
You can't use the carpool lane.
Because you're not a person yet.
That's right. When does life... Well, that's going to be tough for the right-wingers to figure out.
It's not anymore because the first case up for the new Supreme Court is an abortion case.
Oh.
Wow. Coincidence? I don't know. Another thank you to the Bush regime for that.
Thank you. It's out of sight. You got more on that, or you just, is that it?
That's it, man. What's number nine?
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Where's number nine?
Of the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
The number nine commandment is...
Number nine. That's the Sabbath day, Scott.
Oh, I thought that was number four.
No.
What's number four,
I'm
then?
I'm sorry, that is not number nine. Number nine. I lost my place. Where's number nine?
That would be one before ten.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Okay, so that means you don't perjure yourself, right?
Basically, yeah.
You don't lie to cover up somebody else's crime. Bear false witness.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And number 10, John.
Number 10 on... 10 Commandments top 10 list. You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Or wife or whatever.
And what does that mean, covet? What does that mean? Just think about?
One is forbidden to desire and plan how one may obtain that which God has given to another.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Maimonides makes a distinction in codifying the laws between the instruction given here in Exodus, you shall not covet, and that given in Deuteronomy, you shall not desire.
In Deuteronomy.
Right. According to which one does not violate the Exodus.
In a commandment? I'm sinning? Is that what I'm hearing?
Right.
Yeah, it's not well thought out.
Yeah.
Isn't in Deuteronomy where they also, where God says he hates fags? Isn't that the one you mentioned, Deuteronomy?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same one?
Right, yeah.
Where God hates fags?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another problem I have with it, because how could God possibly have anything against you, John? I don't know.
That's funny, Scott. That's funny, Scott.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
You dope. Oh, we're having a problem with the PC, brother.
Uh-oh. The sound effects?
It keeps stopping while we're recording.
That's all right.
Okay.
Whatever. Well, you I say. Don't care, man.
You don't care.
Phil might be upset when he comes in. There's no, there's no news spot for him, but he'll get over it. Oh, wait a minute. Well, your sound effects don't work, but the
funny?
Doorbell still does.
That's funny how, like, out of nowhere...
Here I am.
Can you get the door? All right, come back.
Hey, Phil, follow me, dude. Yeah, man.
Yeah, just have a seat. Whoa, I got back first. I always get back first.
Lockstep.
Lockstep of the baby. All right, Phil. Whenever you're ready.
Hello, where lives Balls? John and Scott asked us to call in and let you know they are experiencing some technical difficulties in this next section. Some segments will actually skip because of their stupidity. It is not your MP3 player. Needless to say, Phil is rather upset by this unfortunate...
The call you have made requires a 25-cent deposit. Please hang up momentarily, listen for dial tone, deposit 25 cents, and dial your call again.
I don't understand what's so funny.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Under weather.
Next story, John. Columbia woman gives birth to 15.4-pound baby girl.
Sue me.
After what the mother termed a rather complicated pregnancy, a Columbia couple are cooing after the birth of their baby daughter, Arnacha, who weighed in a whopping 7 kilos, John. Arnacha thudded into the lives of parents Rosario and Juan Carlos, Colombian immigrants living in Colomar Viejo on the outskirts of Madrid, weighed 7 kilos and he's already 56.5 centimeters. That's 22 and a half inches to you and me, John.
Have you ever kissed a boy on the mouth?
I don't think I have.
Shut up, bitch!
Phil, what happened?
Stupid, worthless.
It's all right.
It's all right.
You know, there's a certain tempo, a certain rhythm I like to follow. And when that's broken up, it just becomes difficult and I need to pause and regroup.
Oh, fuck.
Because I am a professional. Let me continue on with the story about the Colombian woman. It's a very important story, John.
That's fucking disgusting.
I don't know why it seems to be funny to you. It's a very important story.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to, you know, do my part.
The child is the largest born in 40 years of history of this clinic. It's a unique, unprecedented appointment.
Next story, John. The people who can't walk when they leave English pubs are rarely the people who couldn't walk when they got there. Almost half of Britain's pubs are difficult or impossible to use by disabled people, John. Disabled customers were unable to enter almost 1 in 5 pubs visited by auditors of the UK disability charity Leonard Cheshire said. Other venues could only provide access for disabled customers. Next story, John. School bus driver lets 4-year-old child off at the bus to use a bathroom at the stranger's house. All the 4-year-old boy wanted to do was go to the bathroom. Now a Daytona ISD bus driver is suspended for what has happened next. The bus driver is in hot water, leaving the child alone while she continued on her bus route. Last Monday, Gina Geltaway waved goodbye to her son Cameron, never imagining the 4-year-old would end up outside a stranger's house.
I had to go potty real bad,
he recalled. Cameron was apparently crying when he told his school bus driver he had to use the restroom. It's what happened next that has the child's mother furious, John. Geltaway said,
my daughter, when she... They let Cameron off at a stranger's house to go to the bathroom, and he left them there. She continued...
Lucky dick.
A representative for Daytona ICS's bus driver stopped at another child's house and told Cameron to go outside and use the restroom. Story, John. Nurses who slapped colleague's face with frozen trout is fired. Asked why she did it, she replies, for the halibut.
No.
Britain's Nursing and Midwife Council ruled at the disciplinary hearing that a Patricia Jennings, 55, who also poked a woman's breast to see if she was pregnant, should be banned from practicing to protect the public. In a bad week for the reputation of the nursing profession, Christine Mitchelson, 52, of Newcastle, was off after a tribunal heard she put a patient's glass eye in a glass of Coca-Cola and served it to her ward sister. Miss Mitchelson faced 12 counts of professional misconduct. So the UK nurses getting out of can there, John, over in the UK. Next story. Next story, John. It's thick, creamy, stands erect. And at 21 inches, girls can't stop looking at John. In 8 different flavors, including Calipus, and stands erect at a whopping 46.5 centimeters.
Calipus?
According to the Pleasure Support Squad formed by Jose Husin, Japan's gals can't stop licking it. Shame on those minds that were below the belt. The tantalizing treat in question is actually a Tudakara soft cream. A Whopper ice cream, John. One of the supersized sweets, growing numbers of Japan women are scoffing down, according to the Weekly. Next story. High-profile relationship with Katie Holmes, according to his lawyer, Brett Fields. The Star 43 was furious by the report, which allegedly not only said that he ended his engagement to Holmes, but also that the couple was acting like they were still together for good publicity. The story was published last week. Cruz immediately issued a denial, labeling the claims malicious fallacies. However, Life and Style says they stand by their story 100%. Cruz is set to meet with his lawyer this week to discuss possible action against the publication. Fields said, "This is a disgusting and malicious story." Next story, John. Bush to tout renewable energy today in a lab where 32 jobs were just lost because of federal budget cuts.
That's
at school.
How are you?
On a Saturday. A 27-year-old League City woman who police said confessed on the weekend with a weekday. I'm sorry, that she confused the weekend with the weekday and dropped her 6-year-old off at a school was arrested Saturday.
That's a very interesting
Lieutenant
question.
Bruce Whitten of the League City Police Department said the police believe the mother thought Saturday was a school day and drove her daughter to the elementary school despite the lack of activity at the school or cars in the parking lot or any... Whitten said the passerby offered a set of hand warmers to help keep the girl warm and waited until the police arrived.
The
officer on the scene eventually was able to make contact with my mom and have her come to the school, said Whitten. The mother told us she thought the day was a school day.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Next story, John. Fearing she may be falling out of the news, Paris Hilton admits that there's another sex tape out there, John.
No.
And here's a bonus. It's a lesbian tape.
All right.
Next story. Man who stapled his penis to a cross and set it on fire in a bar says he couldn't be more thrilled to have received the Darwin Award.
The what?
A former Christchurch student whose world honor that is the Darwin Award. Nearly 7 years on, Thomas Hendry's bizarre feat has gained a special mention in the Darwin Awards, recognizing those who improve the human gene pool by leaving it. To qualify for the cult status, nominees must have lost their reproductive capacity by killing or sterilizing themselves. Henry stopped short of the ultimate sacrifice, but featured in the latest book on the awards of illustrating an innovative spirit of candidates. I'm tickled pig. It was the big deal at the time.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Next story, John. A new James Bond is a sissy. He's a pussy. He's not very tough at all.
Wait a minute. There's actually, Phil, there's actually a spoof part in the movie Pink Panther where the character that everybody says should have been 007 is in it, and he's actually 006.
All right, then. I'll be sure to...
You mentioned that, Scott mentioned, I'm getting the puppets mixed up. Scott mentioned...
Yes,
Scott mentioned that actor.
Yes, Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
James Blonde.
No, not him. The guy who should have been it.
The guy Owen should have been. He was in that movie?
Yeah, as a cameo. He should have been 006.
It was a mistake.
I'm not supposed to be here. Nobody should know I'm here.
Well, I'll just segue into my next story, John.
And that's where Steve Martin said, "Well, you just didn't quite make it, did you? 006, you know."
Right.
Just missed it.
Okay. Phil, did you get that?
What else? Oh.
Thank you.
I'll just segue right into my James Bond story, John. The baddie who whacked him was only a henchman. The new James Bond, Daniel Craig, has already failed to make the grade as a tough guy after a villain knocked out two of his front teeth in the first fight scene. Craig 37 was in Prague, filming the remake of the Casino Royale when a stunt went wrong. As the shaken star staggered,
Was he shinning not stirred? Star staggered backwards, clutching his bleeding mouth. Cameraman thought it was a brilliant piece of acting. But they quickly realized the new 007 was really hurt. His injuries were so bad, local dentistry experts could not treat him. So Craig's dentist was flown out from London for emergency surgery in the Czech capital of Prague.
Pussy. James Pussy.
Next story. Physically unattractive teenagers likely to stay at homes on prom night. They're also more likely to grow up to be criminals, say two economists who track the life course of young people from high schools from their early adulthood.
We find that unattractive individuals commit more crimes in comparison to average-looking ones, and very attractive individuals commit less crime in comparison to those who are average-looking.
Said Narcy McCall of the University of Colorado and Edwin Turkle of Georgia State
Suicide.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you.
A 19-year-old former Waffle House cook was indicted Tuesday after daring a man to drink a concoction that included industry-strength dishwashing liquid. 2 months ago, Rex Leo Cletus, 50, took the dare and was rushed to the hospital as a result. Oh, boy. Oh, this hasn't happened to me before.
Hold on.
The Henry County jury decided today to indict Quentin Wilson on a misdemeanor.
All right. Where's my last page?
Just make... All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And that was Phil McCracken Whitcomb. Thanks for coming, Phil.
And Phil, you've been doing this for, what, John, 30 podcasts?
Yeah.
And that's, I remember he had some printer issues before, but never where he just lopped the whole end of a news story off.
Right. Well, it just goes to show you.
I mean, it's, that was beyond my control. I couldn't help it. I'm very busy. I have a lot of things going on.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, Phil.
Well, thanks for having
me. All right. See you later.
And I'll try to have all
okay,
my pages bye-bye.
Ready
next week.
Get the fuck out. Okay.
And, all right, then. Fuck all of
you. He gets so worked up.
He does get worked up.
We'd like to say thanks to Professor Tom and Erica for helping us out with our first Skype cast.
Our new Skype cast. And we got some interesting ideas coming up. How about a online Skype karaoke contest?
Yeah.
Dating
game?
And the prize will be on our AKC Christmas album coming up.
Oh.
And how about this? The
Such a surprise.
And then the next...
I would like to thank Daisy for trying to check in.
Yeah, Daisy trying to check in. She had some mic problems. Lori did check in, but she's 56K, so it was...
Well, it was kind of cyber... You know, it sounded like one of those Cylon Raiders from Battlescar.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica. But, you know, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it.
No doubt, John. Dating game.
No.
To see which 40-year-old bachelor.
Which 40-year-old FBI officer will be calling us.
Right. And then the karaoke contest and whatever else we can think of. And we're also thinking of getting the Skype voicemail so our fans can call in and leave messages.
Yeah, right.
Yes, because we love to hear from our fans. On the comment section of Podcast Alley, even though they censor you now. We love to hear them on the
Jesus
forum.
Christ.
And we love to hear them on MySpace, John.
No doubt.
Because we do have a MySpace page now.
And we'd like to get some T-shirts going, but Scott hasn't approved the art that I sent him about 10 months ago.
I approve it. It's approved.
Oh, all right. Well, we could throw some stuff up on Cafe Press because they have black shirts now.
Sweet. So you said we'd pick one of the top three.
Okay.
Go to our homepage, and then there's a link to the slogan contest.
Well, we'll do three different ones.
Okay, that's cool.
How about that?
That's fine.
All right. I'll work on that next week.
It's out of sight.
And we should have something up there somehow, somewhere. All right?
All right, then.
All right, thanks for listening to AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 42. Don't forget to download 1 and 2, parts 1 and 2, and this one.
Tool Talk Nonsense.